Daily Dose for November 28th from Daniel chapter 5, The Wisdom of Age. When you've been around for a few years in the Babylonian Empire, like Daniel has been, surrounded by a bunch of self-promoting grandiose clods, well, you can understand why Daniel responded to Belshazzar the way he did. At something close to 70 years of age, Daniel had seen enough. Belshazzar wasn't even close to his father, ancestor, Nebuchadnezzar in ability, power, or position. Yet Belshazzar did something Nebuchadnezzar never dared to do: mock the God of Israel by profaning his holy things. Daniel reminded Belshazzar of what happened when Nebuchadnezzar got very carried away with himself and denied God. His sanity was taken away from him until Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the Most High God wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. But Belshazzar apparently had learned nothing from his ancestor's experience with the God of heaven and earth. So he suffered an even worse rebuke. Belshazzar's life was taken from him. In one drunken night, he became the last Babylonian ruler of Babylon. Daniel's words to Belshazzar must be taken to heart by anyone foolish enough to deny, discount, denigrate God. The days of your reign have been numbered. There is a limit to you. You've been weighed on the scales and found wanting. You're a fraud. Your kingdom is divided. All you've ever known and worked for is given to someone else. Daniel had seen enough to just step back and say, "A pox on you and everyone like you. You can take your offer and keep it. It's worthless. As for me, the truth is all I need. So here's the interpretation you've been looking for." Lord, that we would all be so bold with the world as was Daniel all his life. The world's riches and power have nothing to offer us. The kingdom of heaven is all we need. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.